So first and foremost, I mean, I don't know how well people know 501c4 organizations. They are, broadly speaking, social welfare organizations. If you go all the way back to the 1969 Tax Act, really, you can see them conceptually just sort of like the catch-all for everything that should be tax-exempt but didn't fit into one of the other 501c's. And in fact, we often have this conversation, is there anything a charity could do that a C4 can't? I think the answer is no. I think everything C3s do could be C4. A lot of times people think about a C4s as their C3s that can do unlimited lobbying. I think that's selling them a little bit short, but it is a common use for them. But really, anything that sort of generically serves a public good, communal society benefit, is a 501c4. Much like C3s, they can't engage in excess benefit transactions. They can't engage in private benefit or result in private enormity. Unlike C3s, they are, again, unlimited lobbying is something they can do. Campaign intervention itself, electioneering campaign intervention, is not a social welfare activity, but because social welfare organizations, as long as they do 51% of their activities are social welfare, they won't lose their tax-exempt status under 501c4, so that opened the door to do 49% political activity, in theory, seems to be the number.
I would never advise 49% is safe, but...
48.5, you know. Whatevs. And then pairing C3s and C4s is pretty common to manage sort of campaigns that want to straddle sort of the purely educational activities, but also get into lobbying and political activity. Interestingly, 501c4s are not required to apply for tax exempt status. In recent years, there's a requirement that they have to at least file a notice of their intent to operate, but don't need to apply for and wait for recognition of exemption. That allows you to sort of get up and get running a lot more quickly in some cases. The advantage of C4s, although contributions to them are not deductible for donors in most cases, they still earn income tax-free. So capital gains and other investment income is not taxable. This is where you put in a footnote for the nerdy tax lawyers. If you're doing Form 1120 poll for your political activity, there may be a tax on your net investment income relative to your political activity. But if you're a C4 not actively engaged in political activity, there won't be a tax on your investment income. As I said, unlimited lobbying, a fair amount of campaign intervention. Donors are generally not public under tax laws, so there's a dark money aspect of 501c4 organizations where donor disclosure isn't required. There is some deductibility for businesses that make contributions to C4s, but not to the extent that they fund lobbying or political activity. There, for years and years, there was a question about whether or not C4s were exempt from gift tax. So if you're worried about that, the IRS has graciously acknowledged that they won't apply gift tax to 501c4s. There's no public support test to worry about, which is sort of the bane of some C3's existence. And there's no prohibition on transactions with disqualified persons. Yes, there's excess benefit, private benefit, enormity, but it's not the same self-dealing challenges that you see, the bright line of 49-41. That's sort of the long and the short of it. And in particular, where you have ultra high net worth individuals, for one reason or another, aren't particularly concerned about the tax deduction, either because it's been maxed out or they have a commitment to achieving social good where that's only secondary, which we're seeing increasingly. A C4 is fine. You can park your money there. It can grow. It can accumulate. You don't have the payout obligations. You're not going to have tax liability on it. So it's a decent vehicle to put assets into that you're going to use for
and
that.
And if you have a founder who has very low basis stock, I mean, that's all the gains. All the capital gains is what you're looking for anyway.
Yeah.
So it's very attractive from that perspective. And the one thing I do notice is like the the donation from tax and election law is not public, but if you are a founder and you're donating your stock, the SEC will require disclosure when you move it into the entity. So that's sort of where ours is, I guess disclosed, but.
Yep. So disadvantages, I mentioned some of these, no charitable contribution. I mean, I think there's increasing public distrust around dark money and C4s. They're increasingly seen as purely political and lobbying vehicles. It depends on how much you care about that. I think it's a navigable problem. but I think you have to be prepared for sort of the taint of those sort of PR kind of issues if you're working extensively out of a C4. You can overcome that with voluntary transparency and disclosure, but many people don't want that. Expenditure responsibility is required for grants from private foundations. So, to the extent that many social welfare activities conducted by a C4 are C3 permissible and can be funded by charitable organizations and private foundations, you can get those grants if you want to expand sort of the work the vehicle can do. But to the extent that you're obtaining grants from a 501c3 private foundation, it will have to be made pursuant to expenditure responsibility, and that can be a little bit of drag on that.